Morning Watch. Laboring on the all-inclusive Christ typified by the good land for the building up of the church as the body of Christ, for the reality and the manifestation of the kingdom, and for the bride to make herself ready for the Lord's coming. Week 10. Governing principles that we need to see and experience in order to possess Christ as the good land. Thursday. Related verses. 1 Corinthians 12:12. For even as the body is one and has many members, yet all the members of the body, being many, are one body. So also is the Christ. Colossians 2, 6 and 7. As therefore you have received the Christ, Jesus the Lord, walk in him. Having been rooted and being built up in him, and being established in the faith, even as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Acts 9, 4 through 5 and 15. And he fell on the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, Who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you persecute. But the Lord said to him, Go, for this man is a chosen vessel to me, to bear my name before both the Gentiles and kings and the sons of Israel. John 14, 23. Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make an abode with him. Colossians 2, 19. Holding the head out from whom all the body, being richly supplied and knit together by means of the joints and sinews, grows with the growth of God. Ephesians 4, 15 through 16. But holding to truth and love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, Christ. Out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply and through the operation in the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. Related reading. The Christ in 1 Corinthians 12:12 refers to the corporate Christ, composed of Christ himself as the head and the church as his body, with all the believers as members. All the believers of Christ are organically united with him and constituted with his life and element, and have thus become his body, an organism, to express him. Hence, he is not only the head, but also the body. As our physical body has many members, yet is one, so is this Christ. In Colossians 2:6, the one in whom we need to walk is the incorporated God. To receive Christ is to receive the body Christ, because Christ today is a corporate body. We need to receive this Christ. Regrettably, many Christians today would say that they care only for Christ and not for the church. We can gain much more of the riches of Christ when we care for both Christ and the church. Thus, we need to pray, Lord Jesus, I care for you, and I care also for your body, because I know that you are the head and that the church is the body. I cannot have the head without the body. We should pray, Lord Jesus, I know that today you are no longer only the individual Christ, but also the corporate Christ, the head with the body. You are the body Christ. Therefore, Lord Jesus, I receive you as well as your body. I receive the body Christ, and I desire to walk in this Christ. It makes a great difference in our Christian life to walk in the corporate Christ. Most Christians today have been robbed of the riches of Christ. Most are spiritually poor and weak simply because they care only for Christ and not for the church. Many of us in the Lord's recovery can testify that since the day we came into the church and began to care for the church, there has been a great difference in our spiritual life. We have the inner sense that we are rich. Everyone in the church is a spiritual billionaire. We are all rich. We have been baptized into the body, so now we need to see what the body is. 1 Corinthians 12:12 does not end, as we might expect, by saying, "So also is the church." It ends with the words, "So also is the Christ." The Christ at the end of this verse is the body Christ, Christ as the body. 1 Corinthians 12:12 clearly reveals the fact that Christ is a body with many members. This is the body Christ, the incorporated God. Because we are in the body and part of the body, we are enjoying the body Christ. Some believers may feel that there is no need to go to a meeting in order to enjoy Christ. If they stay by themselves, they may enjoy a small portion of the individual Christ, but they will never enjoy the riches of the body Christ. In the meetings of the church, every member of the body has a portion of Christ. For this reason, we each need to open our mouth to release the riches of Christ within us. If we do not come to the meetings and open our mouth to release the riches of Christ, we will have only our individual portion of Christ. We all need to share our portion of Christ and enjoy the portion of others. This mutual sharing of Christ by all the members in the body can be compared to the circulation of blood in our physical body. The more a member sends out blood to the rest of the body, the more blood comes into that member. The more we open up our mouth to release Christ, the more Christ comes into us. Therefore, we all need to release our portion of Christ in the meetings.